Former President Trump issues statement following shooting at Butler rally. Texas border business. July 13, 2024, former President Donald Trump has issued a statement following the shocking shooting incident at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The rally, intended as a precursor to the Republican National Convention, was disrupted by gunfire, resulting in Trump's injury and the tragic death of an attendee. In his statement, Trump expressed his gratitude to law enforcement and the Secret Service for their swift action during the crisis. He also extended his condolences to the families affected by the violence. Trump's statement: I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response to the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America. The rally, which attracted thousands of supporters, turned chaotic when multiple gunshots rang out. Trump, in the middle of a speech about illegal immigration, suddenly clutched the right side of his head and crouched as Secret Service agents moved in to protect him. Despite his injury, Trump raised his fist defiantly before being escorted off the stage and to a nearby hospital. Anthony Guglielmi, a spokesman for the U.S. Secret Service, confirmed shortly after the incident that protective measures had been implemented and that the former president was safe. Trump spokesperson, Stephen Chung, stated that Trump was thankful to law enforcement and first responders for their quick action during this heinous act. Reactions to the incident have been widespread. Leaders from both parties condemned the violence, emphasizing the unacceptability of such acts in a democratic society. Trump's resilience and defiance in the face of danger will likely strengthen his image among supporters, potentially galvanizing his base further. Protective agencies are expected to review and enhance security protocols for future events in the wake of this incident. Ensuring the safety of large gatherings will be paramount, with anticipated increases in visible security presence and more stringent entry checks. The shooting at the Butler rally serves as a grim reminder of the volatile political climate in the United States. Addressing the underlying causes of such extreme actions and working towards healing societal divisions will be crucial. The focus must remain on fostering a political environment where disagreements are resolved through dialogue and democratic processes, not violence. As Trump recovers and the nation processes this incident, the call for a more peaceful and respectful political engagement grows louder.